Coal miners around the country are being asked to take time out on Monday to review safety procedures. Federal regulators called for the safety stand down after a deadly series of accidents in West Virginia killed 16 miners. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the accidents happened at a time when the mining industry is working hard to satisfy the nation's appetite for coal.
2005 was the safest year on record for coal miners. So far, 2006 is shaping up as one of the deadliest in years. Five times as many coal miners died in West Virginia in the last month as were killed in all of last year. As miners around the state pause to review their safety procedures this week, Dan Miller of the West Virginia Coal Association says there doesn't seem to be any pattern.
If you look at the four fatal accidents that have occurred in West Virginia this year, they're very different from one another, except they all occurred in the mining industry in this state.
West Virginia's coal industry is the second biggest in the country, after Wyoming's, and it's getting bigger. Because the price of coal in the area has roughly doubled in the last 3 years, it now pays to mine, even in places where it didn't used to. The Sago mine, where 12 men died last month, was shut down for 2 years before reopening in 2004. Miller does not believe the stepped-up pace of mining is compromising safety.
We completed 2005 with the fewest fatalities in the history of the mining industry in West Virginia. We've had these horrible tragedies to start the new year, but we're no busier now than we were 6 months or a year ago.
But some observers wonder if the push to extract more coal, sometimes from marginal areas, is putting miners at greater risk. Jim Thompson is managing editor of the Coal and Energy Price Report, a trade journal. He says it's possible that busier mines are no more dangerous, and the deadly run of accidents is merely a tragic fluke.
You also could say that accumulation of pressure is only now beginning to be felt. And I really don't know that anybody has an answer for that.
Thompson says mines are under growing pressure to produce coal because of strong demand and high prices. West Virginia's coal production grew more than 5% last year, despite a shortage of skilled workers, equipment, and even mine inspectors.
When you have a sudden increase in efforts to run mines three shifts instead of two shifts, I'm sure that the inspection arm would be tested just as all the other links in the chain would be tested.
After two more accidents on Wednesday, the federal government announced plans to send 100 additional mine inspectors to West Virginia, nearly doubling federal oversight there. The Mine Workers Union complains that inspectors already do their jobs, but that safety violations are too often treated lightly by higher-ups in the federal government. Bob Friend of the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration insists the government is determined to aggressively enforce mine safety rules.
We are very concerned about what is going on in West Virginia. We will be making a personal appeal to mine operators at every mining operation in West Virginia to take at least 1 hour for safety's sake and stand down for safety.
Mine operators say the safety stand-downs this week and next will not seriously disrupt coal production. West Virginia still expects to mine more coal this year than it did last. Scott Horsley, NPR News.